This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is on assignment. I'm Alex Chadwick. President Bush is traveling to the Czech Republic today for this week's NATO summit. Seven new member states will be formally invited in, and NATO leaders will discuss the future of the alliance. Senator John Warner, a Republican from Virginia, will be chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee in the new Congress. In the 1990s, he was against NATO expansion. Senator Warner says he no longer is against it, but still has reservations.
I'm not going to in any way be an obstructionist. It's going to go through. But I have these concerns. The NATO alliance is the most significant military alliance ever in history, in my judgment. And now they have the authority to go beyond the perimeter of the member countries if a worldwide situation threatens the interests of one or more of the member countries. So it remains an important alliance. 19 members now and projected to issue invitations for 7 additional. You begin to get sort of top-heavy with that number of nations.
There were these concerns about the organization getting top-heavy, taking in too many states that perhaps couldn't really contribute. I mean, what could a country like Slovenia or Lithuania really do to help NATO in a military conflict?
In the war on terrorism, there's so many uncertainties that it's important to have another 7 nations joining in that war on terrorism. Maybe Slovenia doesn't have the military to contribute right away to some conflict, but certainly would be helpful if we could base air there. People forget, and I remember so well when we did the attack on Libya, we had to direct our aircraft all around the globe to get down there because nations prohibit us. Incidentally, I think one of them was a major nation that's been alive for a long time.
One of them was France, wasn't
it? Yeah, well, all right, you said it. But the point being, they bring to the table enough in the judgment of the military analysts and the president's key advisors to make a persuasive case. That case has been made to the Congress. It'll fly through here when it comes back for ratification, with the exception of one area. And let me take a moment to spell it out. Under the rules of NATO, one nation can veto an operation. Suppose a nation had a cataclysmic political turnabout, and the new government is totally antithetical to NATO, and they suddenly begin to use an arbitrary use of the veto, or there is a problem with NATO sharing a certain level of intelligence which is shared commonly among all 26 nations. What do you do? I've gone back and read this charter very carefully. There is no provision to enable NATO to go through a fair procedure, let's say, to exclude this nation from membership.
So you have to be careful with who you let in, because once they're in, they're in.
They're in, they're in.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Senator. Do you think that the situation has changed? Because the U.S. is a military power of such overwhelming superiority everywhere in the world that really the military component of NATO is less important, and what matters now is that all these member states be talking to each other and feel a common set of values.
Oh, I think it's really very important to us. Our first war in 91 with Iraq, our first President Bush put together brilliantly a coalition of 12 plus nations, and each of them had some military component involved. Also, that coalition was the foundation for raising the funding to pay for that expensive operation, such that the United States, at the conclusion, there was a considerable financial reimbursement to the United States for the cost associated for our heavy military component. So, no, I think that NATO has a tremendous importance to the United States.
Senator Warner, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Republican Senator John Warner of Virginia.